Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
One person who's not from Cork, he be from Wexford. 1979 was a very good year for furniture maker Michael Farrell, because that is when the Wexford-based business set up shop. And despite recessions, and for those too young to know, there was a mother and father of one back in the 80s as well, the business has survived, and nowadays it is facing down the challenge of the biggies, like German manufacturer Cube. So how do they survive? Well, David Farrell, son of Michael, very kindly has come from Wexford this morning and joins me on SBS to tell the tale. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
How are you facing down the likes of the Cubes and fellas with huge, big advertising budgets?
Well, we're small. We're a family business based in Wexford, as I say. Set up in 1979. So, yeah, we've gone the ups and downs. Innovation, I suppose, is a big part of what we do. We meet customers, clients and designers, architects, that we try and innovate with them. So using new materials, new components, fixtures, fittings. And it's about, everyone competes with domestic and imports, but it's about playing to our strengths. And by having manufacturing and the good designers and good team around the company, that we can really tailor our solutions for people's homes.
How are you finding your customers? Because there are others in the same space, local manufacturers as well.
There are. I mean, Ireland's a small country and Dublin's a small village, we find, so every one of our customers is nearly 1 or 2 degrees of separation. People love to show their homes off. It's the reason for extensions and watching the shows on a Sunday evening. So when we do a kitchen, we generally say, take a great approach to them. We understand their family, their need, what they want from the space. And when that space is done, they invite their friends over. And over wine, over dinner, it's the talking points. So once we look after our customers, we find it's very much referral-based. We have a good network of designers and architects. Really, it's a bustling industry, particularly in Dublin, where some really good designers and architects take not just an extension, but they take a whole approach to a home. And we work closely. It's not just the kitchen anymore. Kitchen's a part of an overall solution. So
what else are you doing?
We do everything. We have 4 or 5 projects at the moment where we're doing every piece of joinery in a home. And that goes from the vanity unit upstairs right down to the kitchen. And the boot room, utility rooms, those rooms now are more important or as important as the kitchen. So people want a holistic approach to their home.
I've got to say, I've got a big soft spot for this stuff. I love it and I love watching the manufacture. You are a cabinet maker by trade. You came out of Letterfrack, which must be the most beautiful campus on earth.
It is, yeah.
And
no, it's a great
it's
place.
A lovely profession.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
It is. I mean, it's a vocation and that's what it would have been always brought up as. It's about, I suppose, these young makers, and by going to Letterfrack and like family businesses are interesting. Like, I've worked in it for a long time, but sometimes it's good to go away and come back with a fresh pair of eyes. So we embrace manufacturing. So we've invested a lot in the last few years in technology and in systems around that. So you have to stay flexible of what customers want. It is great to take from meeting a customer on day one and possibly 3-4 months later to seeing them in their home and seeing what you've produced for them. It's a great thing. It's there's nothing like seeing it taken from the draft board to a finished solution. That's the great pleasure.
Now, do not give me the standard answer when I ask this question. Like for like, are you cheaper, more expensive, or the same as, say, and we won't mention other brands, but you know, one of those large
others.
Manufacturers.
Yeah,
because, and don't say it depends what you want. Like for like, what am I getting?
Like for like, we believe we're less expensive than our German competitors. We use the best fixtures and fittings. So we buy in our components from
Austria.
Solid timber, solid components, dovetail drawers, we do everything. And we buy in the ironmongery from the best manufacturers. So I travel several times a year to see these manufacturers and travel Europe and see what they're doing, bring that back, and we try and implement that here. It's about innovating, and like with Instagram and Hoos and Facebook, the latest design trend in Europe is on people's phones tomorrow morning here.
My next question, what is big at the moment?
We would have two strong lines. We do a contemporary Irish kitchen, which we believe there's not many in that market. So we use really high-tech materials, anti-fingerprint. We've just finished a project where we use thermal healing materials. So if it takes a scratch, you heat it and it comes back out of it.
That's cool.
Very innovative. And we're the first company in Ireland using that material. So we do a lot of contemporary stuff, unique timbers, veneers, but we also do more classic type painted furniture, etc. So we see that strong. Biggest thing, and we see people coming into, we have a showroom in Medicine Burn in Wexford, and what people come in, we have a boot room and utility room, and that gets more oohs and ahs than most kitchens, because it's the forgotten room in a lot of people's houses, but it's the most in demand.
The old-fashioned boot room used to be where you put your riding boots. I presume it's that's where you put your football gear and your running gear and all the rest.
The kids' boots, yeah. It saves, if you have it designed properly, it saves the rest of the home from shoes and your nice timber floors. And that's, people are using natural materials again, so we see that quite as big trend towards timber floors, really quality materials. So by having those type of solutions and proper laundry, people have, I have two boys at home, and laundry solutions, drying racks, etc., they're big.
You just put the two lads into the washing machine, is it?
Yeah, sometimes it's nearly easier. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Final question, you're employing 27 at the moment. Is that likely to grow? And also, do you have ambitions to get off this island?
We do. We have. We feel we have a good team at the moment. I mean, it's the same as anything. We have to be at a certain size to be small enough to be flexible, but big enough to take on big projects. So we find we're in that sweet spot at the moment. We have ambitions. We're hopefully this year, probably 5% of our product will be export. And that's true. A couple of channels, but that is interesting for us. It's, we believe the market is strong and we're trying to adapt to it, but as I say, we have to be small enough still that when the customer comes in, they get the design experience, that they're not buying from a catalogue. We're talking to them, we're understanding the requirements, and we're tailoring our solutions to that requirement. So our designers have to meet them, understand them, and that at that 27 people, we find that's good enough. We can invest in manufacturing to increase output, but it's about being balanced. You know?
You may be an expert cabinet maker, but you're also an expert salesman.
We have to be. Yeah. That's a part of our process.
I better zip up my pockets here. Anybody who wants to find you will find you where?
We're strong on Instagram, Facebook, and our website. We'll probably be on Three Moors Avenues. And
not too good on Twitter.
Not at the moment, but hopefully today I might get a bit of a boost in
one
that.
One follower he has.
We need help. But yeah, social media.
See if they want to see you go for a drive down to Wexford and see Meadows and Burn open on a Sunday, so you could actually take the day off today.
Absolutely. Designers are there 6 days a week. You can see our product 7 days a week, so that's strong. And we do the house event in the RDS every year, so we'll be there this May as well. So.
And no location in Dublin yet?
No, not at the moment, no. Yeah. No, we're close enough. Dublin's close.
It is, and
the road network is good, so we're there in an hour.
How long did it take you to get up?
Less than an hour this morning.
Down to Meadows and Burn in Wexford town today while you're listening to the Leinster match. Yes. Okay. That is Dave Farrell of David Farrell, because I keep calling him Dave, but he likes being called Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of Michael Farrell and Kitchen. So you'll find him, as he says, on all the social media. We have to take a quick ad break, after which we will be talking to a man called Vitaly Golomb.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order, or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gas for business. Today FM.